Have you ever felt completely overwhelmed by macros or tracking your food? Just to get an understanding of what you're eating and how you can experience body changes that you want? If so, you are not alone. Today, I'm sitting down with Celeste Thomas, a holistic skincare expert, social media influencer, and mom of two, who recently worked with me on her macros plan while navigating her second postpartum chapter. What's amazing is that Celeste took a really flexible approach to macros without feeling stressed or rigid and has seen incredible body recomposition results while still balancing the demands of motherhood. In this episode, she's going to share exactly how she does it, the mindset shifts that made it work, and what any busy mom can take away when it comes to nutrition, muscle development, body recomposition, and realistic postpartum health. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss her insights. Welcome to Well on Her Way, the podcast helping busy women cut through the noise of today's wellness industry to focus on what really moves the needle. I'm Dani Marenberg, nutritionist, women's health advocate, and mom juggling it all right alongside you. I know how overwhelming it is to do it all and still find time for you. Here, we're done with wellness that overwhelms. Each week, I break down the science, tune out the noise, and sit down with trusted experts to make health feel clear and doable for your real everyday life. You'll leave every episode with simple, sustainable steps you can use right away to feel your best and live with more clarity and confidence. Because wellness shouldn't feel like another full-time job, and you deserve to feel well on your way. Welcome back, my friends. Today is a special little episode where I sit down with my friend and client, Celeste Thomas, who came to me at just 4 weeks postpartum. And this was her second pregnancy, and she wanted to do things a little bit different in this second postpartum chapter and take her nutrition and health and body goals a little bit more seriously, but in a flexible way, which I just had to share with you guys because I know how overwhelming it can feel when we are wearing so many different hats to really get clear on our nutrition and how to balance it all, especially when we are running out and about in the car and we have limited time for ourselves. Here is an amazing example of somebody who is wearing all of these different hats and made it work for her lifestyle. I will be the first to say, if it is not sustainable, it's not going to work for you. And macros are simply a tool that I truly think everyone should educate themselves on, whether that be the macros in the foods that they're eating and their own specific macronutrient needs that do shift over time. This is really the true myriad of nutrients that you really need to see this tremendous body recomposition change, but not only body recomposition change, everything has a foundation in nutrition and macronutrients. So understanding the proteins, the carbs, the fats in your foods and what your body needs can make all of the difference. And Celeste is a great example of that. So in this episode, we're going to dive into how she's making it work in the midst of motherhood as a mom to two daughters now, one of which is now 7 months when we recorded this. But again, she joined me at 4 weeks postpartum and was really able to see amazing change. We're going to cover why perfection is not necessary and give you some practical strategies for other busy women like yourself who want to see real results without letting nutrition take over their life. Let's dive in. Hi, Celeste. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dani. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to chat.
I'm so excited. This is now the second time you've been on the podcast.
Yes.
The first time we were all up in your world and now you're in my world. Gosh, I think you were like 4 weeks postpartum when you reached out.
Yeah, it was like a month.
Yeah.
And I heard you on the Did We Just Become MILFs podcast, my friends.
That's right.
Tori and Taylor. And yeah, I was just in a stage where I was breastfeeding and voraciously hungry and feeling a little overwhelmed as to the best way to feel great in my body while also support my baby. And you are perfect because as a fellow mama who's gone through pregnancy and breastfeeding, I feel like you understood the assignment.
Thank you. I did learn a lot along the way. I learned a lot prior, but oh my gosh, going through it myself, it's like a whole new appreciation for all of my clients who are going through it or have gone through it. So let's just kick it off because you were in the depths of postpartum. What was your goal at that point? And what had you been doing previously? Because this was your second pregnancy. So what looked different this time around than the first time? And what did you want to kind of do differently this time?
So the first time, I think it's such a major identity shift that I struggled more with my body image, with my whole identity as a working professional, as a woman. It was all just so muddy and I was so confused, and breastfeeding was really challenging for me. The second time, I went into it with a much more relaxed approach and knowing that I would feel like myself again, that my body would be my own in a new way again. But now being a mom of two, I knew I needed some sort of framework or strategy to make it happen because there's less time in my life to spend on figuring it out and also on self-care. So I know I needed help.
What did you do after the first pregnancy? Did you do anything afterwards to try to like feel back to yourself?
I did. I worked out. I did Pilates. I am someone who ate clean my entire pregnancy, but I had never really tracked calories or macros. And it was all just like healthy fats and protein. It was before the big, huge protein push in the world.
Yeah.
Which now it's got a little overboard.
Extreme.
But I was just kind of going back to the basics of what I knew of like eating healthy and working out. I also exclusively breastfed for 8 months with my first. So the weight kind of fell off, but I didn't have the strength that I wanted. And my pelvic floor was also a mess. So this time I really wanted to hone in on my physical body and get strong core, pelvic floor, full body, and just feel like the strongest version of myself. To aesthetically look the way I wanted to, but also when you're rucking around a 30-pound toddler and you have an infant and all the gear and you don't feel good in your body, you need the strength for just life.
Oh, yeah. And the energy. I mean, I just have one and I'm like having two plus all the stuff, the energy it takes. And when you're depleted or you don't have the strength, the energy is just lacking there.
The energy's lacking, your back pain. All the things.
Yeah.
It's like, it's very real. So I know that help is the way that moms can really achieve the things that they want. You can never do it all by yourself. So this time around, I was like, all right, reaching out, what's the worst that can happen? I don't see results. That's the worst that could happen. But I'm so happy that I did reach out.
I love everything that you've been sharing too about it. It seems like your community and my community, they're just really resonating. And what I love most about the approach you took is when we met, we kind of went over everything and I gave you your plan, but you took it and had a very flexible approach with it, which I love. And I really recommend a lot of women do this because I think there's this preconceived notion, nobody's fault. There's a lot of messaging out there on social media that you have to be perfect. You have to track everything. You have to weigh everything. You have to, you know, go ham, needless to say, on really understanding like what you're eating and, you know, what your meals are made up of. But you took a very flexible approach, which I think can resonate and almost be a hopeful little glimpse for moms to be or like newly postpartum women into this. So I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about how you took your macros and you made it work for your lifestyle.
I think the most important thing is figuring out exactly where you're at and what you're doing. And I never would have done the deep dive if you didn't give me a framework. So I think that's so important because I didn't know how much fat I was consuming. I didn't really know how much protein or how many carbs. I didn't know. I was just hungry because I was breastfeeding and I wasn't eating smart for my goals. I was just eating everything, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with wanting to achieve a goal. And there's this narrative on social media, like you're not allowed to want to feel a certain way or look a certain way. Yes, you are. And once I figured out kind of the ways in which I was eating not towards my goals of strength and also body recomposition from fat to muscle, then I was able to put the things that I love into the framework and figure out, okay, these are meals that I love and I'm super satiated and I feel good and I'm not feeling restricted at all. And then that's where the flexibility comes in. Because once you have that framework and you're like, oh, this is the kind of lunch I normally do, this is the kind of breakfast I really love, then you can go in and be like, okay, so I am not going to hit my macros if I do this and this, but if I keep this kind of consistent and then I can play around here. So there's so much flexibility in knowing what you're doing. And then also, I am a Gemini. I am like a free-spirited, all over the place person. I'm never going to weigh everything. I'm never going to track everything. So it's just not realistic. But for me, even having like a 70-75 approach, I'm going to have a martini and get buzzed and then eat a whole burger and fries. I'm not going to count that. I'm not going to throw in the towel and be like, oh, I messed up, so now I'm done. It's like, no, that's fine.
It's life.
I'm going to live. I'm going to eat my toddler's extra ice cream cone that, you know, that she didn't eat, the leftovers and all that. It's fine. But since my daily is more structured to reach my goals, then the fun stuff can just be fun and I don't have to be stressed.
I love that you're calling this out because we get so hung up sometimes on being perfect. I'm glad that you went into it with this mentality of flexibility, because you need to be perfect if you are like trying to be a bodybuilder doing
competition.
That's like, not me. That is my community. That's not what we're here for. We're here to live a balanced life. We're here to enjoy life, but also look and feel our best. So you've just been a great example of that.
And just one other thing I want to say, it's like, if you don't know what you're putting in your body every day, and for me, one of the big takeaways was like, wow, I'm eating so much fat that it's not supporting fat loss. And it's like, oh, if I stop demonizing carbs,
yep,
and I maybe just eat a little smarter to my goal of having more protein, more carbs, and not just eating whole avocados drizzled in olive oil with avocado mayo, and then I can enjoy more fatty desserts on an occasion and not feel guilty, but still reach my goals.
Okay, this was me because
I was like, oh, when I'm eating like 40 grams of fat in a meal, it's so shocking. I'm not losing any weight postpartum.
This was the biggest realization for me at the beginning because I would eat, I mean, I don't even know how much peanut butter or like almond butter
same.
I was eating. I mean, I would just
portions.
Like scoop it out.
Yeah,
I didn't even know what a
serving size was of almond butter.
I'm just like almond butter out.
Yeah.
Whole avocado, eating it out of the skin, which don't get me wrong, all of these are healthy fats in moderation. And fat is the most calorically dense macronutrient.
Yeah.
So if we're overdoing it on fats and you have a weight loss goal or you're feeling sluggish or anything like that, it might be because you're in a surplus, specifically because you're eating too much fat, which was me. Yeah, so I can totally relate to that.
And but eating too much fat doesn't mean you're going to satiate hormones that are causing hunger, which is surprising. It's like if you're not getting, you know, your greens and your protein in there too, I could eat a lot of fat and then be hungry faster than if I ate a more balanced
totally
meal.
You need those fiber, that yeah. fiber, you need the protein, you need the fat. Yeah, so that is, it's funny. That one's a sneaky one because that was, for me, the biggest aha moment was like, crap, how do I get my fat down? Because I was eating, I mean, no joke, 120 grams of fat a day. And on the regular, I'm like, my goal is like 70, 75 grams of fat. And I was like, okay, I'm like doubling up on my fat.
Yeah.
It is really eye-opening when you know what your body needs are. And then you start to understand what your food is made up of. And I'm curious, did you already have a good understanding of like what foods, macronutrients
no,
were?
Not at
or
all.
So, what did that
still
process
surprises me?
Yeah. What does your process look like? Like, are you tracking certain things or what are you doing to learn more about it?
So, I have lots of things I normally cook because I cook like 90% of our meals. Like, we don't really order in, we go out like once a week, maybe. So, I make all of our food and there's things that I make all the time. Then, tracking that food that we made all the time, I started to realize it's like, oh, I actually really like ground turkey. I like ground bison. And that macro-wise is a little bit smarter than like skin on chicken thighs. And I like this just as much. So when now I'm making a conscious choice to indulge a little or have more fun, it's like, do I want it to come from chicken or do I want ice cream? And if it's the same you know, enjoyment wise, I rather pick the options that are a little bit more macro smart. And that's really been educational for me. And it was truly just tracking things for a while, because I did. I track things for a while. But if I'm with friends or I'm out or I'm doing whatever, I'm going to eat whatever I want and not really worry about it. But it was the more cooking at home and looking up the food that I was already planning on eating that was the most eye-opening.
That's usually the tip I give most people is there's some sort of learning that has to take place for you to understand and then not really have to track. Like, I haven't tracked in, I don't even know. Occasionally I'll track here and there, but it's more of a tool that you have in your toolkit to really understand, like, okay, how am I going to build my meal? How am I thinking about my day as a whole? For instance, when you're going out to dinner, you can say, oh, well, I'm just going to go enjoy this dinner, because you're thinking about all the other meals that you're making, your week as a whole. So those times out aren't going to impact you as much. And yeah, I love, love, love that approach. You also take a very skin forward approach to just being with the nature of what you do. So I'm curious, what types of meals, like you say you have some staple meals, what did those meals look like? Because I obviously, on the last episode we recorded, I just like take all your tips and I'm like, Celeste told me to do this. Okay, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is, you know, it's good supplementation. I am all about like protein powder, but I love a grass-fed beef isolate. I love a bone broth protein. I make sure to incorporate those every day, just those amino acids for skin. And if you are eating meat, also, like, you could try to get in some organ meats. Like, all of those really mineral-rich foods are so great for your skin. Adding in fish as much as possible, getting those omegas, all of those things. Vitamin C. So berries are huge, like macro smart. Love to incorporate those.
Berries are great because fiber, low calorie, yes. Antioxidants.
Delicious.
Yeah.
So for me, just to kind of take you through like a very abbreviated breakfast, lunch, dinner, like macro stuff. It's interesting because I used to be so anti-dairy for my skin.
I was going to ask, but then you've said ice cream. So I was curious if dairy was going to be in or out.
So after my first pregnancy, I did a whole GI map test. I did a lot of functional health work and healed a lot of gut issues. Now, the longer I've been in this, you know, healing my skin from acne lifestyle, I'm really realizing that our gut health has so much to do with how much inflammation is showing up on our skin and our ability to fight or get acne. So once I healed my gut, got rid of a huge staph overgrowth, some inflammatory markers, I can have like organic grass-fed dairy and I'm fine. And also just my baseline inflammation is so much lower that when I do eat refined sugar, which is not super frequently, or have, you know, crappy dairy, i.e. ice cream out at who knows where, I'm not getting the day after breakouts as much. So I'm doing like a grass-fed, low-fat or fat-free yogurt bowl. It's like that with protein powder mixed in or collagen powder mixed in. And I would always top it with peanut butter. I'll do a little bit, but sometimes now it's like adding the berries or adding, like right now, it's a stewed apples with cinnamon for fall.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
I got the inspiration from your Instagram.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
That is absolutely one of my favorites. And it's so easy to make.
So easy.
I'll do that or peaches the same way. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll do that. And then I don't really typically snack very much because I'm so satiated from, I mean, I'm getting like 60 grams of protein with breakfast with that yogurt bowl. And then I put protein powder in my matcha. So there we are.
Which, hot tip, get protein in at breakfast and you're not going to be snacking as much throughout the day.
And you feel great.
You feel great.
Yes. So my hyperfixation lunch right now is like a little tostada or like a taco, but it's pretty much a tostada.
Okay.
So I'll do like a tortilla and I'll do 4 to 5 grams of like a ground meat, whatever I have. Tons of lettuce, tons of onion, tomato, salsa. Then I'll do yogurt again as the sour cream, hot sauce every day. I'm like obsessed with that.
How long has that been on rotation?
Like a month and a half.
Yeah. When you find something that's good, I mean, it sounds like you're like me. When I find something that's good, it is on rotation. Sometimes I have to like break it up a little bit, but that's also what makes it so easy about like once you get a couple things that are like your staples, you understand the compounds of that meal, the macros, the everything, that it's so easy to just plug and play your meals.
Yeah. And I did get a food scale it is quick. And I think at the beginning of your journey, figuring out your portion sizes is so helpful.
One other thing to mention here, because you're bringing it up with portion sizes, the food scale. Some people are like, I don't want to weigh everything. You don't have to weigh everything. But it is really helpful at the beginning, because if you take a half a cup of oats and you just use the measuring cup to do like a half a cup of oats, if it's like a little bit over, that could be the difference of like 25 grams of carbohydrates. So understanding like what is actually a half a cup of oats, obviously day in and day out, it might not matter. But if that's something you're doing over and over and over again, and you're like, why the heck am I not seeing results? That could be why.
100%. And once you do it for a week, you can see in the bowl you use every morning how much 8 ounces of, or 8 grams, whatever, of yogurt is, or, you know, the same 4 or 5 grams of meat. Like, I just know now and I don't have to weigh it. But that's really helpful. And then dinner for us, like, it's usually a protein and a salad or maybe a sweet potato, but we do a lot of grilled meat. My husband loves to grill. So steak, chicken, fish, whatever it is, and keep it super basic. And that's what feels good. And it makes it easy for a mom. Like, when I'm cooking that much, I just have to like bulk order everything and make it easy for myself.
Well, thanks for sharing those staples. That it's so easy when you can just like dial in on a couple things, keep it basic, like you said, and then yeah, go enjoy those times out when you go out. When it comes to your kiddos, obviously you have one. Is she 7 months old now?
Yeah, she's 8 months today.
Oh my gosh, 8 months. Oh my God. What is time?
We're both gonna
what
cry.
What is time?
1 year and 8 months. We're like,
yeah. Oh gosh.
Do we need more?
I know.
Do we need another one?
I know. Yeah.
No.
Well,
maybe you.
Are you done it too?
I don't know.
Yes.
You don't know?
Yes. Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see. TBD.
Give me like 4 years.
Okay. We'll talk.
I need some time.
Yeah. Anyway, with your kids, specifically your oldest daughter, the question I always get is like, well, how do you explain it to your kids? Like, if you are tracking something, has she picked up on it at all? And how have you communicated it with her?
Not one bit. Never wondered. Never once. She's 3 and a half. We do talk to her about food, though, and things being like, this builds muscle. This makes you feel good. This gives you energy. So I think that's going to be the conversation, because I grew up with a very intense almond mom who is very shameful about food and very weird. You're either eating too much or not enough, and you're either fat or you're skinny and there's no in between. And it was awful. So I will not be projecting any of that. And I think it's just educating food as fuel. But that is an interesting question that I've definitely thought about, but we're not quite there yet.
Yeah. The reason I asked you is because I love how you thought about your postpartum journey in terms of building strength. And the initial postpartum period was like, okay, let's just hone in a little bit. I want to make sure that I'm like eating appropriately. You were breastfeeding at the time. You saw great results. And then you came back and you were like, okay, I really want to focus on building muscle now. And that is huge. And for anybody who has children, especially in my opinion, daughters, to see their mom focus on building muscle and to see their mom focusing on, if they are, let's say, you know, you have your food scale. I mean, I got mine too. If I'm using it, it's a time when I am using it, I plan to explain to her like, it's so that mommy knows that she's eating enough protein because she's trying to build muscle. And I just love that you are really taking that approach with just how you're thinking about
totally
postpartum body recomposition. Can you tell us a little bit about what your goals are with body recomposition and how has that been going?
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, I've been skinny in my life, or skinny fat, or whatever it is, where you're functionally not optimal. And during my first pregnancy, I really got into myofascial release massage and working with the PT and just learning where my deficits were with my arm strength and my back strength and all these things that were, and how they're going to impact me in my life. It really made me kind of shift my thinking from, this is what I want to look like, to this is how I'm going to live a long, healthy life. And just that reframing made me realize, I don't want to just lose weight after pregnancy. I did that with my first daughter and had, you know, functional structural issues with my body. Sure, I lost weight because I was breastfeeding, but I want to make a conscious effort to build a strong body that can perform. I also do love the aesthetic of muscles, and I haven't had them since I was a high school athlete. I looked stronger. I felt good. I hadn't had that since I was a teenager. So I was like, I want to see if I can do this, if I can get strong and see how I feel. And for the first time in 20 years, I feel strong, and it feels so empowering. So I love it. I'm here for the mama. What do they say? Muscle mama?
Muscle mama. Yeah. And it's still like a very early chapter of that for you too. And I love it because you can see really great results pretty quickly if you're just starting to incorporate more strength training.
It's shocking.
Yeah. I know that you feel like you've been seeing some great results. Obviously, you're sharing your experience and I'm like, dang, girl, like you are crushing it. But pairing that with eating at maintenance, what we did was we tweaked your calories and your macro goals to focus on body recomposition and building that muscle, which is a big key factor. I feel like I talk about this so much that I just think everybody knows, but I don't think a lot of people do know that these different phases require different plans. And so, I mean, you were on it because you're like, hey, now I want to focus on building muscle. I feel really great with where I'm at. Like, let's build. So that does require a different phase. And that's what we went into for you.
I think women specifically, myself included, are scared that they're going to be hungry or that they have to restrict, when in reality, the more you're trying to feed muscles, you have to eat way more. I love to eat, so it's not a problem for me. Like, give me like any, I love food. But for a lot of people, it's like, it's a lot of work to maintain that amount of calories and protein to get the muscle you want. But once you start building that muscle, your body is a furnace. You can eat so much more. You feel so good. You're so much more energized. So I just want every woman listening to know, like, you don't have to be fearful of restriction. I also think there's a misconception that you need to have a trainer be in a gym and doing the crazy stuff with the whole like body size dumbbells, you know, at the gym. Or like, I work out in my garage for like 3 30-to-40-minute sessions a day, and I've seen a dramatic change.
Yeah.
It's like, moms, you don't have to go to yoga and Pilates every day and spend 2 hours in traffic in a class. Like, you could just get some weights in your garage and
Lower barrier to entry. And it doesn't require perfection. Again, it doesn't require you to go from 0 to 100. It requires you to take the first step. And I always like to recommend that first step be nutrition to set the foundation and baseline. And then from there, build on top of that. If you already have some of those other things set, like I know you were doing Sculpt Society, the postpartum, like you were already getting a little bit. Well, at that point, I don't even know if you were cleared yet, but you had gotten right into that.
Yeah.
So that was like something that you were like, I'm consistent. I'm going to be consistent with that. But once you get consistent with one thing at a time, you can easily build.
And the thing is, people always say like, it took 10 months to build a baby. It's going to take time. It's going to take time. My evolution, it's been almost 7 months now. And I feel like I'm 90 to 95% of where I want to be. Like, the rest is just a little stronger, a little more defined, you know, muscles, which is great. But, you know, it took 7 months. So those kind of changes, I mean, doing the DEXA was also very inspiring. So I'm so glad you recommended that.
It's amazing. For anybody listening and you want to get in the weeds, I know you share about this. You've shared about this a couple times, I think.
Yeah.
A DEXA scan, look up in your area. DEXA scan, DEXA.
It's not expensive.
Yeah, no, it's not at all. At mine, at least, you can do like a 2-pack and it's discounted, which obviously if you do like a before and after, you'd want to do 2 anyways. So it's amazing. I'm glad that you did it.
And finding out, I think one thing for women, especially postpartum women, I read a stat that with every pregnancy, you lose 20% of your whole body bone density with every pregnancy. I've had 2 consecutive pregnancies. My bone density was shockingly low. Another incentive to weightlift.
Yes. You can lose up to, I think it's 23% of muscle mass while breastfeeding.
Of course.
So.
Have you seen those babies? They're just muscly and fat and just took all your life force. We love them so much.
Yep.
But they just suck you dry of everything.
They do.
Everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That was super inspiring.
Yeah. Well, for the new mom-to-be, maybe returning mom who's like you, second time, third time, X time, entering this postpartum phase, what words of wisdom do you have for them?
Get help, get support. I think that just having you for accountability and also a framework was really worth its weight in gold, whether that's a trainer for someone. Just get some help, and it doesn't have to be 8 months of one-on-one, whatever, like online program, a YouTube person, you want to follow a workout, like have some sort of support, because oftentimes as moms, we don't think we're worth the money, worth the time. We are giving everything to everyone and we're not asking for enough help. And that's one thing I really try to inspire on my page is like, no, you deserve to go have a hobby. You deserve to take care of yourself, find professionals. There's people at every price point. So it is our jobs as moms to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves first. It's cheesy, but the oxygen mask thing is so real. And if you hate what's happening, body, mind, whatever it is, you can't show up as the best mom for your kids.
Totally.
So
I just got the chills. And also
emotional.
I just think about like, Blakely would see that in me, you know? And so that's what sometimes when I have zero motivation, when I personally have like no energy to give to working out, my nutrition, I think about it from her perspective and I'm like, let me show up for her. If I can't show up for me today, let me show up for her and show her like every day I'm committing to myself because I care about my health.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. We're doing it.
We're doing it. Celeste, okay. I feel like if you're not following Celeste, you might live under a rock, maybe. I feel like everyone needs to be following Celeste if you're not already. My audience absolutely adores you. I get DMs all the time. And for anybody who's not following you but wants to learn more about you, your experience, and everything that you put out there, I'll link the other episode we did all
if you
on
want more skincare.
Yeah, skincare and the No Talks lifestyle down in the show notes. But where can my listeners find you?
Right now, I'm pretty much only on Instagram, Celeste Thomas. Just wait. My baby's in daycare now. I'm going to be all over the place. But for now, Celeste Thomas on Instagram, and I have a pregnancy and postpartum fitness highlight. I also have pregnancy skincare. I have so many postpartum highlights if people are looking specifically for that. But I have a lot of reels sharing my journey and what worked for me, what I eat in a days, stuff like that. You've inspired so much of my content recently.
Oh,
like it's my
you.
Whole personality is just my body recomposition
thank
and
you.
Macros. So
it's all you. It's
you.
All you. I mean, I'm just the guide.
Yeah, I mean,
you put it all to use.
Thank you so much. And I really do my best to get back to DMs. So if people have specific questions, I'm so happy to help.
Amazing. Well, Celeste, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Dani.
If you are a busy woman who's been nervous about giving macros a try or worried that you can't make it work with your busy lifestyle because you're afraid it's just one more thing to add to your long laundry list of things to do, I have a free class that I really want you to take. This free class is exactly the approach that we used with Celeste, and I'm going to break down really how to use macros in a very sustainable way and my two-prong approach with macros and nutrition periodization to see the results that you want to see and feel the results that you want to feel. So you can tune into this free class by going to mindinmymacros.com/formula. That is FORMULA. And you can sign up to watch this class for free. I promise you, you're going to learn so much from it. And it can really be a great starting point. And it, again, it's completely free. If you loved this episode, please leave a review or DM me on Instagram at WellOnHerWayPod and let me know what other topics you'd like to cover if you're a busy mom or a working woman, just navigating your health and body composition and lifestyle. And remember, it's all about sustainability and finding what works for you. This is just a foundational element that I cannot recommend people really spend at least a couple weeks really diving into to understand because it can set you up for the rest of your life. All right, my friends, I'll catch you in the next episode.